You're very welcome back to the programme. In recent months, we've discussed the fact on this programme that there are currently no statistics to show the true extent of sexual violence in Ireland. The most recent sexual abuse and violence in Ireland report, or SAVI, was completed 16 years ago. But in a relatively low-key announcement this week, writing for the journal.ie, the minister responsible, Catherine Zapone, confirmed the government will fund an updated study. She said there will be a significant second part to this work, a comprehensive examination of the data available in respect of sexual harassment in the workplace. And while she also wrote, and you probably saw a little bit more about this, of how sexual consent will be offered in secondary schools, classes in sexual consent, of course. Miriam Duffy joins us on the line. She's with Rape Crisis Midwest. Good morning, to you, Miriam.
Good morning. Good morning, Gavin.
And thank you very much for joining us. I presume, first of all, that you would welcome the fact that there is to be the second and more updated study?
Oh, yes, very much so. I mean, we've been looking for more research into all of the issues around rape and sexual abuse and how they impact on people for years. And it's very, very welcome that they're finally looking at beginning this process now. And as it happens, today is an optimum day because I know Rape Crisis Network Ireland is actually presenting, it's one of the NGOs presenting to the scoping group, so the work has begun.
Okay.
You know?
And there was a bit of controversy that this wasn't happening, and then, as I say, a relatively low-key announcement that it indeed is going ahead, but I suppose once the work is done, you don't mind that at all.
Exactly, and as I say, it's a part of it will be key to what they actually, and the terms of reference that are actually given to the research groups. For example, one of the things that RCNI would be looking at is that we actually kind of look at the analysis in kind of three categories, child, teen and adults, because this is something that has been showing up in our own data collection, that, you know, a blanket kind of research thing, although we give a certain information. RCNI has been gathering data for the last 15 years with all of our clients. And, you know, it's one thing to kind of get an overall catch-all of the figures. But over the years, when we have kind of looked at them, although we would have seen, say, an increase number-wise, sometimes the stats would be very similar to the previous years. You know, if it doesn't throw up a big anomaly, it's kind of, you know, not worth it.
Yeah.
And when that might have happened, we have kind of taken a cohort of, well, at one time we did the older child and did a bit of research into how that affected and brought out a specific report to that. Another time we did one on people with disabilities experience of sexual violence. So, you know, it needs to be a bit more targeted in how specific groups experience sexual violence.
Okay, and would you hope that that study, as it is being set up, that it will follow your advice?
I would be very hopeful that it would. I mean, as I say, basically the scoping group that will determine the terms of reference and how it is before they've actually gone off with this is what we want, they are actually beginning to listen to the people on the ground as what might be the best way to go. So, fingers crossed.
And can you explain why is it so important that you get these statistics? I mean, by the very nature of what this exercise is trying to find out, how many people have been the victims of sexual abuse or sexual violence, you're looking for people to open up, and that's quite difficult. And when we spoke about this in the past, we've highlighted how the true numbers can never probably really be known, I would argue, even after this exercise.
Possibly. I mean, I think you're probably right with that, because no matter how they go about it, they're not going to catch everybody in it. And like, but once you have a piece of, you know, good national research like that, what it will do is it will target policy. For example, there was a further big piece of research done by Rape Crisis Network Ireland. It was Rape and Justice in Ireland. And that was a 2-3 year piece of research looking at tracking court cases through the court system. But one of the key pieces of work that we did with that was there was a lump sum set aside, if you like, of the money that was involved in the research for the implementation of the recommendations. So whereas most of the recommendations that came from RAGI, Rape and Justice in Ireland, are actually gone through because there was funding there to do a bit of further research with the centres on how it was to kind of put towards influencing policy. Like one of the key things is a lot of the stuff that came out in the sexual offences bill that went into law recently had come from that. So it is, you know, if the research is good and there is the bit of follow-up work in implementing the recommendations, then you will see the change. It won't be instantaneous, but, you know, it will come.
As I say, the Minister has also confirmed that classes in sexual consent are to be offered in secondary schools. How important is it that from such an early age that I guess in particular guys, but girls too, are made aware of the importance of sexual consent, and that I suppose we try and change the behaviour which is there to a greater extent than the figures heretofore have suggested?
Yeah, vital piece of work. And again, it stems from a couple of years back, a couple of the smaller ourselves and a couple of the other rape crisis centres, we got together and we were looking at, you know, I'm probably going back to quite a while ago before the funding cuts implemented, and, you know, they had a huge impact on all of the rape crisis centres, because when the cuts were so savage that I was, say, in my position as manager, I was left in the position, like, if I'm sending two counsellors out to a school to give talk, that means that their clients are not being seen that day or that morning, you know. So it was kind of like, and I'm afraid it's the schoolwork that went by the wayside, because our priority is the people that come to us and knock at the door.
And I've heard that in other areas as well, that you want to do this, you see the value of it, but
we don't have the resources to do it. But one of the things that we did do at the time was three or four centres got together, and we looked together at, like, what we were doing in a presentation to schools when we had 40 minutes in a class. And we were kind of saying, you know, 40 minutes really isn't enough. All you can do is tell them where the service is, what it is, you know, give them an overview of it. You're not doing any in-depth work. And we had started to do a two-hour session looking at, you know, what is consent, what is choice with the group. Then Manuela Riedo Foundation came on board, and they very graciously funded all of the rape crisis centres to come together for 2 days. So we were locked in for 2 days, and we actually came up with a 6x2 hour programme, which we think will have a major impact when it's delivered. Now, we have the programme. Manuela Riedo funded the writing up of the programme. They funded a DVD to go along with it. So the programme is there. And this is what the Minister is talking about. There has European funding has now been sourced to roll this out over a three-year period in 60 schools. And our... Well, I had hoped it was going to be over the 120 schools, you know, and monitor it, see how effective it is, with the view to possibly having it included as part of the curriculum.
It's still, I know you have to do a trial and make sure these things are going to work, but it's still only scratching the surface.
It is. But, I mean, it is such a big step that at least they have kind of come on board, the government have come on board and said, yes, we're acknowledging that this work needs to be done. And again, as I say, it's being done with European funding, but key to it will be having it integrated into part of the school curriculum.
Just finally,
and probably training up the teachers to deliver it, you know?
Sure. Just finally, Miriam, I mean, we hope that both of those measures that we've talked about can, in their own ways, make a difference. But, and maybe this is going to be a complete no, but I just wonder, would you have noticed in your own line of work any changes, difference, or hopefully a willingness of people to come forward and speak out on the back of some of the high-profile cases we've seen recently, the Me Too campaign, the Harvey Weinstein, the Kevin Spacey and more? Has that given people the bravery to step forward and speak out in whatever way that they themselves have been harassed or abused?
Yeah, I think it is. We've noticed sort of a higher level of people calling us with, you know, this has come up for me all of a sudden. I was just watching something on television. I read something in the papers. And, you know, it is that kind of, a lot of the people that would be ringing us would be kind of like, I'm not sure if I even want to do anything about it, but, you know, I want to talk to somebody. So, you know, at least they're coming in and beginning a process. Now, it may be that some of them will go on to report. It may be that they just want to deal with themselves and have a bit of counselling for themselves around it. But definitely, the fact that it is more out there and people are seeing, you know, that what was done to them wasn't right. And even, as I said, you know, it may not be that they want to go the whole hog and report it formally, but that they can at least come for a bit of counselling around it themselves and get their own heads around.
That's a good
it.
Thing, obviously.
It is. It really is.
It's good to hear that there's some change in it, that it's being felt on the ground here.
It is. And again, I can only commend Clare FM because, I mean, you're a marvellous radio station and never afraid to kind of put the words out, put the voices out there.
We do try. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Miriam. Thank you very much and a happy new year to you.
And you, Gavin.
All the very best. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That's Miriam Duffy there of Rape Crisis Midwest.